This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Tomorrow we'll hear about plans to build a truck-only highway in Georgia. The Georgia DOT estimates the project would decrease traffic by 40% over the next decade or so. So, should trucks be separated from the rest of traffic? And do you think that's the best way to reduce congestion on our highways? Give us a call and leave a message. We are at 404-500-9457, and I know lots of you like to complain about traffic, so we want to hear from you. Be sure to join us tomorrow, of course, for that conversation at 9 a.m. You know, some things are so bad, they come full circle around to good. So imagine being marooned in a movie theater. You're forced to watch the worst movies of all time, for all time. And that is the premise behind the show Mystery Science Theater 3000. It features a human and his two robot sidekicks. They're on a spaceship. They're riffing on the movies they love to hate. Diehard show fans probably know this character from the series.
The evil Dr. Forrester was hatching a nasty scheme.
I rule the world, yes!
That is the mad scientist Clayton Forrester, introduced at the start of each episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. He was played by Trace Beaulieu, who also wrote for the show and portrayed the character Crow T. Robot. Trace and one of his MST3K co-stars bring their movie riffing to Atlanta this weekend for a live audience, and he joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how do you translate Mystery Science Theater into a live show?
It's very simple. Frank Conniff and I, two microphones and a bad movie and an audience. And that's the we've stripped down the premise to its very core.
Which actually really sounds like how the show started. Let me play this comment from another creator, Joel Hodson, who we spoke with a few months ago about the start of the series, and he said it started with just a fan base and a tiny production budget airing on a UFH channel.
I didn't trust my ability to talk executives into anything, and I felt that I could talk an audience into something. So I started out by making Mystery Science Theater, which was the cheapest show I could think of because I thought it would be fueled with public domain movies, and all we would need is a green screen and a little set, and we'd be able to make it.
Is that kind of what the live show is like?
Yeah, we've dispensed with any kind of, well, any kind of expense. and it's just the riffing and the movie, and I don't think we could get it any cheaper. I guess Frank or I could not show up, and that would eliminate some costs. But someone has to be there riffing on the movie. But, yeah, it's really just a simple idea. The audience is a huge part of it, and that's why Frank and I love doing these live shows. As opposed to being isolated in a theater, in a television station, as we were for years and years, that really was like being trapped in space.
Right. But how did you know people would want to watch bad movies?
I think we all really love these films. There's sort of a warm and comforting feeling. It's kind of like having a slightly bad electric heater in a cabin somewhere.
But that sounds scary.
Yeah, knowing that it's somewhat reliable and you do get some warmth off of it, but you can still complain a little bit.
All right, well, let's hear a clip from a 1991 episode of Mystery Science Theater. The movie being riffed on here is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Let's see if we can locate Santa Claus. He wears a red suit,
mm-hmm.
trimmed with white fur, and he has a long white beard.
Wait a minute, you
but
just described
a he-bear. It's like looking for a speck of space dust in a comet's tail.
Oh, good analogy.
Wait a minute. I see him. I see Santa Claus.
And he's kissing Mommy.
So, Trace, did you kind of imagine that that's what everybody does when they're watching bad movies?
Yeah, you know, that's what we all did before we started doing Mystery Science Theater, was watching bad movies with our friends and family and commenting on them. I think everybody does it. I think that's part of the appeal to this form of comedy, that everyone can do it. It's just that we have microphones.
And you're a little funnier than my family, frankly.
Well, hopefully, but, you know, if you really want to test that theory, you have to come to our shows Friday and Saturday and, at the Plaza.
Well, let's continue this conversation about hate watching, at least. I'm speaking with Trace Beaulieu. He played Crow T. Robot and the mad scientist Clayton Forster on Mystery Science Theater 3000. And as you heard, they'll be in front of a live audience. He'll be in front of a live audience with Frank Conniff on Friday and Saturday night at Atlanta's Plaza Theater.